כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So before anything else, I apologize. My voice is not very pleasant today, as you have already noticed. I'm not feeling very well, but Baruch Hashem, I did a test. It's not COVID. And I'm not very worried because this happens to me every winter. At some stage in the winter, I get a slight flu. I don't have a fever. I'm feeling relatively fine, but my voice is affected. This morning, it was very hard for me to daven before the Amud. And it's somewhat of an effort to me to speak, but lefum tzara agra, so I apologize if it's my voice isn't very pleasant. I could only hope that the content of today's shiur will be more pleasant, will be more appealing than listening to my craggy voice. So this week we read Shira Sayam Parshas B'Shalach Zekeli V'Anveyu Elahai Ovi V'Aroi Memenu and Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Amed Beis. The Gemara Dash and Zekeli V'Anveyu Hisnoa Lafonav B'Mitzvah Sase Lafonav Sefer Torah Noah Shoyfe Noah Tzitzis Noah Sefer Torah Noah V'Korcho V'Shiroim Noim. The objects, the Cheftze, which we use to perform our mitzvah should be beautiful, should be glorified, should be appealing, should be nice, and that is the din of esnoa lefonav b'mitzvahs. Is this a din d'oraisa or a d'rabbanan? Pashtus is min haTorah, Chazal derive it from a pasuk, and the Gemara doesn't say explicitly d'rabbanan kros machda ba'alma, why would we assume it's d'rabbanan? And Pashtus, divrei rishonim achronim, is it's a din d'oraisa, the Shagas Aryeh Siman Vav clearly says it's min haTorah. However, the Ritva in Sukkot Daf Yud Aleph comments, if it would be min haTorah, it would be ma'akev. And in Sukkot Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara says, Machlokes Rebbi Yehuda v'Chachomim, according to Rebbi Yehuda, lulav tzorech eged, and of the three meaning, lulav hodes v'arov are not tied together, you can be yotzeh. Chachomim say, lulav ein tzorech eged, v'yafor piken mitzvah la'ogdoi, mishum zeh keili v'anveyu. But Eged is not Miyakev. It would be Menatoyah. Why wouldn't it be Miyakev? So in the Ritva, L'chayrim Mevoa, that it's Midrabanon. And my approach would be this. Like many other values, ethics, and mitzvahs. Ikroi Menatoyah, Proteo, Hilchoiseo, Digdokeo, Midrabanon. The Torah gives us a principle. You need to love the mitzvahs. And your mitzvahs should be beautiful. How does one define beauty? How beautiful? In what way beautiful? What is the expression of beautifying mitzvahs? The details are midrabanan, and therefore it should be no wonder that it's not ma'akev. It's similar to what I many times explain, nimsal hadover l'chachomem. The fundamental idea is min haTorah, but its practical implication and implementation is midrabanan. And that is somewhat of a compromise between the two options we generally present, min haTorah or midrabanan. Ikroi min haTorah, proteo dikdokeo midrabanan. But we do find in some sources that sometimes the keli mevehu is ma'akev afilu b'diyeved, and I'm going to bring two sources. Both are not ali b'dehilchus, let me make this clear. But there are two sources in which the keli mevehu could be ma'akev b'diyeved. So in Sukkah Chof Tesu Medbeis, Lulav Ayavesh Posol, if a lulav is totally dried out, and the Gemara clearly says, what is the level of dryness? Lulav Ayavesh Posol, Rashi writes there, Kelim Aveyu, it's not a form of a mitzvah. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos says, but Zeh Kelim Aveyu, it's not a form of a mitzvah, it's only Lechatchila. And the Mishnah says, Lulav Ayavesh Posol, Afilu B'Dieved. So Tosfos says, it is because Hador, in Dalad meaning there's a din of pre-eitz Hador. That's the psul of Lulav Ayavesh. The Yushalmi gives a different source, and that is interpretation number three. Loya meisim yahalleluyah. A Lulav Ayavesh is like a dead lulav, and the dead can't praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Yushalmi is definitely just a remez ba'alman and a smachta. No lulav is alive, and therefore no lulav could be dead. It is just a remez ba'alma. But according to Rashi, If Lulav Yovesh is posel Meshimzeh Kelev Avei, this is a source that is Miyakav B'diyeved. So first of all, Ein Elochika Rashi. But beyond that, Rashi is a Teime Gedoyle, because it's not only Toysos Kasha, it's a Gamor Meforesh Sukkah Lamedalev, that Lulav Yovesh is posel Meshum Hador. Therefore, my interpretation of Rashi would be this. Priyetz Hador, we find different Pirushim. One of the Pirushim is Hodam Alashon Hadar, Pri Hadar Be'ilan, Mishon Alashon, and that is how we know it's an Esrig. Even if we say Hodar does mean beautiful, maybe only Esrig. Pri Eitz Hodar, who says that all the four Darad Mina need to be beautiful. It is only because we find, as a general concept, it's in all the form of the mitzvahs, Sefer Torah Noah, Shofar Noah, Tzitzis Noah, there is an Inyan, that the chefs of the mitzvah should be beautiful, beautiful in the eyes of the beholder. And that is why Chazal's interpretation of Hodor is a broader interpretation. Not only Esrig, all the Dalad mean. Ulefizeh. This is not a source that Zekelim Avei is Ma'akav B'diyeved, because ultimately it's about Hodor. Source number two is in Gittin Chofom at Beis. Machloik is Reb Yehuda v'Chachomim. הרי שואל צורך לכתב את השם ונסחם ולכתב יהודה וטוב ולא היטל בי דלד. נמצא שכוסב אסכורה שלא לשם קדוש את השם. An interesting story. Sefer Stam is writing a Sefer Torah. He needs to write a shem, but he's a little short on seeing. His eyesight is impaired, and he looked into the Tikkun Sofrim, and he thought that he needs to write Yehudo. Not only his eyesight is impaired, so is his head, and he's a bit senile, and he forgot to write a Dalet, and he did write a Shem. He needs to write a Shem, and he wrote a Shem, but the problem is when he wrote Yud Hey Vav, his intention was to write Yehuda. Lemazalo, he's lucky that he forgot to write the Dalet. So there's a lack of Kavona, L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. So it's a Machloikis. Mavror of Kurmes u'Mekadshoi. Ein Hashem en Amuvchar, v'chsev zeh keili v'anveyu. Ein Elochi k'Reb Yehuda. But at least we have a source, zeh keili v'anveyu, is posel afilu b'diyeved, k'sav al gabi k'sav b'ksiv es Hashem. Reb Yosef Shaul Natanzon, the great Shoel HaMeishiv, in his Haskomet to Sefer Keses HaSofer on Hilchei Stam. The most basic Sefer and Ksiva Sefer Torah Tefillin V'Mitzvos is the Sefer Keses HaSofer written by the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch of Shlomo Gansfin, and the Shoel HaMeishiv has Haskoma on the Sefer, and in his Haskoma he writes a great Chiddush. This drosha in Gittin Daf Chof Zekeli V'Anveihu, that Ksav Al Gabe Ksav is posel B'Ksiva Hashem, is not a general halacha v'snoa lafon of V'Mitzvos. It is not Shofar Noah, Tzitzis Noah, Sefer Torah Noah. It's a drosha bifnei atzmo, zekeli v'anveihu. When you write shem shemayim, it needs to be beautiful. And that is the emphasis, zekeli v'anveihu. Totally new pshat. Interesting. But it goes against Rashi, because Rashi in this part writes, zekeli v'anveihu, and Rashi quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, it's no alafon on the mitzvahs. So we do find that it's ma'akev b'diyeved. But at least we find the shittes ma'akev b'diyeved. So according to what I said before, I think we could assume and say a chiddush. The general concept of a snow and a phone of a mitzvah cannot possibly be ma'akev, because how do we define beauty? How beautiful? Beauty has no limit. You're going to buy the best esrig, there still could be one that is even nicer. You're going to pay the highest price for the most beautiful Sefer Torah, you will find one that is even more beautiful. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. It's totally relative, so how could it be ma'akev? But when Chazal define a specific aloha al proteo v'digdukeo, clearly defined, it could be ma'akev yimim v'diyeved. Like lulav ayovish, like Ksav al Gabi Ksav. And that should be no wonder. Because the fundamental principle is Mina Torah. The details are Mina Rabbanan. So it depends what is the nature of those details. And this brings us to a Pela Godol in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring in Mishneh Torah the entire concept of the Snor Lefon of Bemitzvahs, neither the general concept nor the details. Nowhere in Mishneh Torah do we find Zakeli Vanvei, his Snor Lefon of Bemitzvahs. We also don't find Shoifer Nua, Tzitzis Nua, Sefer Torah Nua. The Rambam does write that the Ksav of a Sefer Torah needs to be Ksiva Noah, Medugdekas. But Sefer Torah doesn't necessarily mean the Ksav, it means the Sefer. The Klav, the Atzei Chaim, the entire Sefer should be beautiful. When the Rambam writes Ksiva Noah and Medugdekas, he probably means Ksiva Al Pi Halacha. So the Rambam doesn't bring the entire concept, and it's a wonder. My understanding would be that the Rambam maintains this is not a Chiyuv. It's a recommendation, it's a Midas Chassidus, it's a Hanhoga Nechoina. Let me just note, Zeh Keli Vanvei is not a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. It was us, Klal Yisrael, in such a unbelievable level of dveikas by Shira Sayam. It is the people that said Zekei Vanveyu Snor Lefon of Bemitzvahs, and therefore, yes, it's a principle, but it's not a chiyuv. It's a Midas Chassidus, and the Rambam does not quote every Midas Chassidus that we find in Chazal and Mishneh Torah, because Mishneh Torah is fundamentally Piskei Halacha and not Musa. And that would be my understanding why the Rambam doesn't bring this drosha. Lo bechloraseo ve lo beprotoseo. What is a bit difficult to explain, according to what I just said, is the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Tes Hidu Mitzvah Ad Shlish. When you come to be Mahadim B'Mitzvahs, you need to add another third. On top of the cost of the fundamental mitzvah, you need to add another third to buy the most beautiful asset, the most beautiful Sefer Torah. If the entire concept is not a chiyuv, how could the expense be a chiyuv? So we would need to explain, Hidah Mitzvah Shlish is also not a chiyuv. If you want to be Mekayim Divrei Chazal and be Mehadar B'Mitzvah, it is up to a Shlish. More than that, is not called for. But it is not a chiyuv, but rather the right thing to do. Hanhoga Nechayna. Midas Chassidus. So Hidah Mitzvah is only one aspect of a much broader concept. Of the 32 Sforim I published, and of the 7 Sforim that were translated into English, one of the most special Sforim I am most fond of is Minchas Osher Klali HaMitzvos. It's an amazing sefer dealing with all the fundamental yesodis and klolim shel kiyum HaMitzvos. I just have the sefer before my eyes. For the past few months, Sefer is not available. It's being redone. And the coming week, we will have a new, broader, fuller version. 30 Simonim, Klali HaMitzvos. Most of the Sefer is on Chibuv Mitzvah. Chibuv Mitzvah means you need to love your mitzvahs, cherish them. And Chibuv Mitzvah manifests itself in many different halachas. So these are magdim ala mitzvahs. When you do something you don't like to do, you try to push it off. You procrastinate. When you're engaged in something that brings you pleasure, you do it as soon as possible. You want to enjoy. So these are magdim ala mitzvahs. Mitzvah bo liyotcho al tach mitzeno. Shir mitzvahs lo mashinan. Mitzvah bo yoysim b'shlichoy. These are all different manifestations of Chibuv Mitzvah. One of them is the Snor Lefon of B'mitzvahs. Beautify the mitzvahs, the objects, the chefetz, the mitzvahs, only one of them. And hid the mitzvah into itself. Shnei dinim. Two different parts. One is the beauty of the chefetz, the mitzvah. And those are the examples Chazal bring in the Braisa. Sukkah Noah, Shoifer Noah, Sefer Torah Noah, Kochoy Mishiroim Noah, Tzitzis Noah. But there is also a concept of Hidah in Shleimus HaMaisa, in the way you perform mitzvahs. And let me bring 6 examples. Number 1, chronologically, Mahadrin and Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin by Ner Chanukah. Mitzvahs Chanukah Ner Shabbesoi. המהדרין, נעלה כל אחד ביחד, מהדרין מן המהדרין, מויסה והוילך, פויכס והוילך. This concept of Hidra has nothing to do with beauty. This concept of Hidra is Shleimus HaMaisa. You're Yoytze with one nail, and one is Moytze all the other members of the family. It is preferable that each and every one of them lights his own. That is in a way similar to Mitzvah Bo Yoytze Mershluchai, not the same. Anybody that's booky in my Shiurim and Hanukkah knows it is not the same. Because when one member of the family lights for all the others, it's not shlichus. But in a way, it's similar. Why be yotza al yedei acher if you could be mekayim the mitzvah on your own? Mahadrin mina mahadrin. You take advantage of the ner to show to yourself and to the world that this miracle was 8 days and not only one day. This is defined as mahadrin, has nothing to do with beauty, but shleimus ha'maisa. Twice in Shas, Tosis explains, shemeya ka'oina, one could be yoytze tefillah kriya shema brochas by listening to others. It is preferable, daven yourself, say krishmi yourself, say brochas yourself. To me, that is similar to mitzvah b'yoytzeh b'shlichoy, similar to ne'el kol echad v'yechad. Once again, shemeya ka'oina is not shlichus, but in a way it's similar. You could be yoytze with listening to another person's tefillah. Why not do it yourself? Why not daven with your mouth instead of listening to others? So this is once again hidur ba'oifan asiyas ha-mitzvah, so the way you perform the mitzvah, shleimus ha-maisa, nothing to do with beauty. When we say better daven and not listen to others, if that alone would refer only to Yossel Rosenblatt, we could say it's about beauty. Nobody davened more beautiful than Yasser Rosenblatt. But this is a halacha referring to everyone, to me as well. I'm not much of a built filler. So this hira has nothing to do with noi, with yofi, with beauty. It is about shleimus ha-maisa. So twice in Shas, Tosis writes this principle. Sukkah lamed ches amud alef, the loshon of Tosis is mitzvah min ha-mufchar, but a brochas chof alef from his base. Tosis uses the Hagdora Hidur Mitzvah. Number 3. First Mishnah in Arve Psochem, Tzadik Tesom at Beis. Erev Pesach. Afternoon, you cannot eat matzah. Kedesh Yerochel Matzah Netayovin. Chazal won't. When it comes to Mitzvah Matzah, you should look forward to Mitzvah Matzah. You should enjoy. You should be excited. Rashi Anderesh Bam write Hidur Mitzvah. So these are three examples. We find the expression, the definition of Hidur Mitzvah, even though we're not dealing with beauty, but rather Shleimus HaMaisa, the way you perform mitzvahs. But these are only Lishoinus. Now I want to bring three sources that the Gemara and Bava Kama Daftes, Hidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish, you need to add a third of the expense to be Mahadur B'mitzvahs. That's a rule that refers not only to beautifying the Chefza, but also Shleimus HaMaisa. Chronological order. Bach, Tov Kuf Pei Hei. Kol HaShoifres K'sherim. But it's preferable to use a Shoifer Shel Ayil. And why is that? Because the Rashona Tezayin, the Gemara says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Tikul Ofanam B'Shoifer Shel Ayil. V'ani Yeskor Lechem Eloi Shel Yitzchok Ben Avrom V'mala Niyalechem Kilu Akadat Mesatzmachem. There are many Shoifers, but you need to use a Shoifer of a ram, because that brings the remembrance of a Kedis Yitzchok, and it's a Zgula. A few years ago, I visited South Africa. One of the locals, a Choshev Yungaman, brought me a whole bunch of shoifras, and he wanted to give me a gift. So I brought home some beautiful shoifras, one from an impala and one from a kudu. So I don't know whether many of you are familiar with the impala and the kudu, but these are African antelopes with beautiful horns. So I have a beautiful spiral-shaped impala shoifra. So when I came home, I thought, maybe I'm going to bring the Impala Shofar to the shul. Rosh Hashanah for Tkiya Shofar. I'm sure I'm going to have the biggest crowd in Ramot. Everybody's going to come to see that Shofar. Well, it's kosher, but nobody in the world would use a Kudu Shofar or an Impala Shofar. And why is that? Because we want to take advantage of a Kedis Yitzchak, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Tiku Lefone B'Shofar Shel Ayil, Kedesh Eskol HaChamele Shol Yitzchak Ben Avraham. Writes the Bach, If you could get another shofar cheaper, you need to be moisef ad shlish to have a shofar shel ayil. So this is not about beauty, it's about the zgula. Chorek Yaakov Tofai and Gimel, dealing with mitzvahs moror. There are five different types of moror. That's a Mishnah in Psochim Lamites. Mitzvah men amufcha bechazeres. What the Mishnah calls chazeres, the Gemara calls chasa. And why is that preferable? Zgula. It's just a lashon. Chasa indicates, it's a remes, chas rachmon alon, kodesh boch has rachmonos. And that is why it is preferable, writes the Chorek Yaakov, you need to add a third to buy chasa, even though the other types of mora might be less expensive. B'alocha tofresh nun vav, quoting Prima Godem, you need to add a third to be mekayem mitzvah according to all the different opinions. Once again, this has nothing to do with beauty. Shleimus ha'maaseh. Whenever I quote this Prima Godem, I need to emphasize and stress and explain. If there's a machlekes b'shamay and b'shillel, you don't need to add a third to be yotza according to b'shamay. You don't need to add anything. It is a mistake even to try. Yohara. Stupidity. So whenever the hachroas halacha is clear, you act in accordance to halacha, and you never need to be machmek or shlukash. Keneged b'yochirin, b'shamay keneged b'shillel, abaye keneged rova. No. This rule only applies when there is no clear verdict, when there is no clear hachra. Yesh lahokel, Rav poiskim sveke de rabbanan akula, other reasons. Yesh lahokel, aval amachmi tovi olav brocha. In that case, you need to add anishlish. But the common denominator of these three sources is the rule hidu mitzvah at shlish refers not only to Sefer Torah nu, Shofar nu, Tzitzis nu, but also to Shleimus ha'maaseh. And this brings us to Eged Halulav. And to Tzitzis she'eim yakven esami, Shabbos kuf lamed gimel. Tzitzis she'eim yakven esami, hidda mitzvah. To me, it goes without saying. When we're dealing with mila, there could be no concept of beauty. You're not supposed to look at your bris. It's not about beauty. So what is the hiddur of Tzitzis she'eim yakven esami mila? Very simple. The essence of mila is removing the orla. Me'uso hi ha'orla. If you removed most of the orla, you were yoitza. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be mekayem de mitzvah b'shleimus. You could be yoitza with shlichus, mitzvah bo yoitza me b'shlichoim. You could be yoitza with shemei ha'ka'ayna, preferable to daven yourself. You could be yoitza with rubay kekuloi, preferable, take it all off and don't rely on rubay kekuloi. You could be yoitza b'neri shebeisoi, preferable, ne'ala kol echod v'yechod. It all boils down to the same idea, Shleimus ha'maaseh. And this brings us to Eged Lulav, I mentioned before. We paskin kachachomem keneged Rabbi Yehuda Lulav ein tzorech eged. Mitzvah la'og de mishum zekeili v'anveyu. I don't think it's about beauty. If it would be about beauty, Chazal need to specify, how do we tie the three minim together? Lulav, hodos, v'arava. Chazal don't say how, don't say with what. You could use wire, you could use rope. Doesn't need to be a beautiful question. It is a hiddur in v'lokachtem. It is a hiddur in lakicha tama. And I may say for Kroni HaMitzvah Simevav, I brought many rayas. And this is clear to me. And that is why the Shulchan Aruch and Tofresh Nun Aleph says, Be'eged Alulev, you need two knots. Shnei Kshorim Zeh Al Gav Zeh, Kesher Shel Kiyomah, like in Hilchas Shabbos. What does it have to do with Hilchas Shabbos? It's just about Zekeli Vanveyu. It's not about beauty. It is about Eged. It's about Lekicha Tama. And therefore, yes, Eged means Eged. They need to be tied together. Like Hilchas Shabbos, Kesher Shel Kiyomah. So the Chasam Sofer and Simen Lam, in Daf Lamed Vov and Sukkah, brings the minig to make a koshala. How do you say a koshala in English? A koshala. And the Chasam Sofer rejects this minig. two arguments. First of all, he says, it's not a kesher shel kayama, you need a kesher shel kayama. Secondly, people think hiddur mitzvah is what looks nice in your eyes. No, no. Hiddur shel toira. And I never understood this, some sofer. What do these words mean, hiddur shel toira? I have no idea. It's not a form of a mitzvah sefer toira, noah, shofar noah. What does shofar noah mean? Hiddur shel toira. Beauty is only in the eyes of the beholder. There's no other way to define beauty. Yes. Ba'enei b'nei yodam. There's no other way. That is shofar noah, that's tzitzis noah, that's sefer toira noah. Beauty. And beauty is ba'enei b'nei yodam. And what the Sam Sofer says, it's not a kesher shel kayama. Of course it is. It is a kesher shel kayama. A kesher would never just be undone mi'atzmoy. It's a kesher shel kayama. However, Gavra Rabba Omer Amilsa, I am machmir in accordance to the Sam Sofer. I do have a kesher because that's what my father did and that's what my Rebbe did, and I think it is of prime importance to cherish and uphold minig avos. I do what my late father did. I do what my great Rebbe did. So I do have a koshala. But I'm also koshala some sofer. So I take a sliver of an alei, of a lulav, and I just tie it around my lulav, tying together the hodas and the aroma, and I make two nats. Ze el gavaze, to be yoitzidik some sofer, shnei kshorim. And I do it on top of the koishala, not around the koishala. So, achoiz mezeh v'gam mezeh al tanach yotchom. So there are two different concepts in Hidur. Hidur in beautifying the chepze, and Hidur in shleimus ha'maisa. So on my sefer, I discuss various different questions. A beautiful mezuzah box, is that Hidur mitzvah? Is hiddur only beguf achefze the mitzvah, the sefer Torah, the shofar? The box isn't really essential. The klaf is the mezuzah, not the box. However, you need a box. The klaf will be destroyed. So maybe the mezuzah box is also part of hiddur mitzvah. Could we bring a raya from the braisa? Sefer Torah nu avakocha v'shiroim noim. What is the difference between the mental of the Sefer Torah and the backs of the mezuzah? There is a difference. Ha'oichaz Sefer Torah orum nigbar orum. You need a coat for a Sefer Torah because you're not supposed to touch the cloth. That's the Gemara at the end of Megillah. Ha'oichaz Sefer Torah orum nigbar orum. But you don't need, by halachic definition, a backs for the mezuzah. Afar piken, I do think it's hiddur mitzvah. How about a chanukiah? Beautiful chanukiah. You don't need the menorah. All you need is the candles, psilas ishmanim. It is similar to the mezuzah box. It is clearly associated with ner chanukah. It goes together in the eyes of the beholder. How about a esrig pushka? That's different. So when I became a chosim, my late father-in-law brought me a silver pushka of an esrig. We see less and less of those. In my school, nobody has it. Only the old-timers. Yungalite have a cardboard box. So is an esrig pushka hiddur mitzvah? Definitely not. Because when you're kaim the mitzvah, you take it out of the box. Hiddur mitzvah needs to be b'shas kiyum mitzvah. So contrary to the chanakiyah, to the mezuzah box, which is b'shas kiyum mitzvah, it's not the gufa mitzvah. But it's associated with the mitzvah and it's b'shas kiyum mitzvah. Masha enken, the esrig box. You take the esrig out when you're mekayem the mitzvah, so it definitely has nothing to do with the mitzvah. And that is why this meaning is out. Less and less people buy that. Rashi, Bavakama Daftes, Rabbeinu Yonah and others. The Mishnah, Koshi Teferes Vaseh, but Teferes Vaseh, one of the two Purushim in Rabbeinu Yonah is, nor of one of the mitzvahs. So Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah say, tzitzis noah, talis noah. The talis also needs to be beautiful. And that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. Eretz Tzvi Kuzhik Levarov was a disciple of the Avnei Nezer, and he says, the relationship between the talis and the tzitzis is the same as the house and the mezuzah. So would one say, you have a beautiful home, and that's a hiddur and mezuzah. So a person builds a beautiful salon, he brought shais from Italy and tiles from Spain, and his living room cost him $500,000. Is that right? And when he was asked, what are you out of your mind? $500,000? You could build a yeshiva, you could support a 500 avreichim for 10 years. What are you wasting your money? He says, no, that's hiddur mitzvah. There's a mezuzah at the door. Would that be the same as the relationship between the talis and the tzitzis? Some quote this in the name of the Biskarov. I will never believe that the Biskarov said that. So, for two reasons, it's not the same. First of all, once again, the eyes of the beholder. I think Rashi means a talis shel mitzvah. So in the days of Chazal, most of the coats and shirts and their begodim were dalat hanfas. But for many years, we have a talis shel mitzvah, talis godel and talis cotton. And this is a beged which is miyuchad for mitzvah tzitzis. There's no other reason to wear a talis. And maybe that is what they mean by talis menorah. Your house is not a tofel mezuzah, but the talis is only designated for mitzvah tzitzis. I have another argument. I know it's a chiddush, but I'm thoroughly convinced in this chiddush. Tzitzis and shatnas are similar. And just like one chut of pishtan renders the entire beged of tzemer shatnas, and the same one chut of tzemer in a beged shel pishtan, the tzitzis is not the entire mitzvah. It is the talis together with the tzitzis. We say, Abrocha lehis atev b'tzitzis. You wrap yourself in tzitzis, you don't wrap yourself in tzitzis. It is impossible to be misatev b'tzitzis. The talis is tzitzis. And we say tzitzis, it's a talis and a tzitzis, just like shatnis, kilei begodim, same mitzvah tzitzis. Yes. The entire beged is a beged shel tzitzis. And that is why here the mitzvah would include the talis and not only the tzitzis. That is my interpretation of Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. There is so much more to speak about this, but as you see, it's not easy for me to talk. So let me just share a short thought about Shira Sayam. Chazal speak about the Shira as one of the highest moments of Klal Yisrael. When they said Shiru Alayam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I saved Avraham Avinu Meir Kastam, and he didn't say Shiru. I saved Yitzhak from the Akedah, and he did not say Shiru. I salvaged Yaakov Avinu from Laban and from Esav, he didn't say Shiru. I brought Yosef out of the boar, he didn't say Shiru. Ad She'omri Yisrael Shiru Alayam. But all those giants said tefillah, Avraham Tikkun Shachris, Yitzchok Mincha, Yaakov Avis, they were Dovakan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is unique and different about Shira? And there are many other Mamor HaChazal exalting Shira Sayam. And why is that? Rashi writes, as Yoshua, Ola Beliboy, Shi Yoshua Shira. Rashi comes to explain why does the Torah use Eloshin Osid, as Yoshua, and not as Shar. So Rashi says, because before they sang, they decided to sing. And others ask, well, everything a person does, before he does, he decides to do. That is the nature of what people do. So what's unique? So I wrote in my Sefer, and it is based on the Gur Aryeh, the Maral. What is special about Shira is spontaneous. When your heart runs over, your heart is so full of gratitude, of the vekas, of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Shira just bursts out of your heart. Olo beliboy shiyoshir shira. That is unique about Shira. So there's a Hasidish tale where Rav Uri Mistralesk, the great tzaddik, passed away. His Hasidim were lost. They were devastated. And they went to look for a new Rebbe. And they traveled from hamlet to hamlet, from town to town, from city to city, from one dynasty to the other, from one rebbe to the other, and they did not find until they arrived in Ruzhin. And the tzaddik of Ruzhin, Rabbi Saul, made an immense impression on him. And they went into the rebbe and they said, "We were chassidim of the tzaddik Reb Uri of Streliska, and our rebbe passed away, and we want to become your chassidim, and you want you to be our rebbe." And Rabbi Saul of Ruzhin said, "With the greatest love, but you're probably aware that we have a problem." And they asked, "What is the problem?" So the tzaddik of Ruzhin said, "Your rebbe davened with an outburst of passion that was obvious. Here, we daven quietly. It is all in your heart. Nothing chitzayni." And that was true. Because Reb Uri Mesterek used to clap his hands and stomp his feet and shout and cry. Like my great Rebbe, the Kloyser Magid Rebbe. His davening was phenomenal. But in Ruzhin, total quiet. So the Hasidim said, goes without saying, if we're going to be your Hasidim, we're going to act in accordance. Minega Mokad. Okay? First Shabbos, the new Hasidim arrived was Parshas B'Shalach Shabbos Shiro. Yes, so they started davening in the morning. Berachas HaShachar, peaceful. Psukah DeSimra, relatively quiet. But when they arrived in Shiras Hayam, it was like a storm, like a tsunami. And the Streliske Hasidim started shouting and clapping their hands. And when it was over, they felt awful. They couldn't wait till Motzei Shabbos, took off their shoes like a person that is in Nidui Shamto. And they went into the Rebbe and they cried and they apologized. And Rebbe Saul asked them, "What are you crying about? What is it? What happened?" And they said, "We promised and we did not live up to our promise." We clapped our hands in the middle of davening. And the tzaddik comforts them and says, "You promise not to clap. But when the hands clap on their own, you bear no responsibility." That is shira. When your heart sings on its own. Shira mitparetzet mitoch halev. Kasher halev ole al midotav. Olo belibo shiyosh shira. So many of the Shoenim ask a fundamental question. How do we say halal b'leila seder? It's a Mishnah Megillah Daf Chof that halal is said by day and not by night. You can't say halal by night. But we do say halal b'leila seder. Then Adam Perakav of Sucham quotes Rav Haigon and he says, the halal we say b'leila seder is not halal, it's shira. But others ask, call it shira. Call it as you wish, but it is halal. It's the same program in Tehillim. As we say Shalosh Hagolim, same program as we say Chanukah. So what's the difference between halal and shira? And I say, halal one says. And therefore we can dictate to him when you do say, when you don't say. Shira is spontaneous. You cannot dictate to a heart when he flows over and when he doesn't. And when the heart flows over, shira comes out. So Beleila Seder, the halal is shira, and therefore we cannot dictate and decide when to say and when not to say. Olo beliboy shiyosher shira. And that is the highest form of avoidas Hashem. Rashi, the beginning of Tehillim, writes, Asoro l'shoinos bitfilo. And we find all Asoro l'shoinos in Sefer Tehillim. But above them all is Shira. There's another Gemara about Shira Sayam, Az Yoshe Moshe Mekal Netchias HaMeisa Min HaTorah. Az Yoshe, we sang the Shira once by Yetzias Masayim. We will sing again. B'korah B'yameinu B'tchias HaMeisa Az Yoshe Moshe. So let us hope, as we approach Shabbos Shira and Shira Sayam, let us hope that B'korah B'yameinu we will once again sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Az Yoshe Moshe Uvenei Yisroel, Es Hashiru Azoiz, Shiru Chadosho, Yishabchu Geulim, Betchias HaMeisim, Bebias Goel Sedek, Bemheirov Yomeinu, Amen.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון. 03-617-1111